The Sikh religion of northern India prides itself on principles of service, humility, and equality. But sometimes those principles can conflict with modern legal expectations, especially in this country. The San Francisco Bay Area is home to one of the largest Sikh communities in the United States. Over the past few months, one congregation there has found itself embroiled in a court battle over temple leadership. Deirdre Kennedy reports.
As twilight falls, sacred music pours out of the Gurdwara Sahib Sikh Temple and into the rolling hills of Fremont near the San Francisco Bay. Hundreds of worshippers file in to give offerings at a flower-decked altar as others join in religious songs. Women in traditional Indian outfits sit on one side of the towering hall. Men in brightly colored turbans sit on the other. But this serene atmosphere has been overshadowed in recent weeks by a battle over who should be on the temple's Supreme Council, a body known as the Five Loved Ones. The current council was voted in 6 years ago by the congregation. It's responsible for running the temple's religious activities, its free meals program, as well as its nearly $1 million bank account. These leaders are well-loved by many members, like Dr. Kumaljeet Mann, who think they should keep their seats indefinitely.
People like them. We have better priests coming, better learned person coming for religious purposes. Overall, I will say, yes, they have a good performance.
Under the present system, council members can only be removed from office if they violate Sikh principles. But there are those in the congregation who would like to see elections every 4 years. In March, at an annual meeting, a group of would-be candidates called an impromptu voice vote on the issue. In the ensuing shouting match, no one could agree on the outcome. The challengers filed suit against the current council, claiming they had won the voice vote to replace them, a charge the council disputes. Walter Whelan is their attorney.
There was not an election. There was a meeting where people spoke about their viewpoints concerning whether or not there should be an election, and that was the extent of it.
Mark Cohen, attorney for the challengers, says such political squabbles are becoming more common within California's very devout Sikh communities.
There are often tensions between the dictates of the tradition and how it can work in under the auspices of the California Corporations Code.
According to state law, any nonprofit religious corporation must elect new board members each year, unless it specifies otherwise in its bylaws. This temple has no election bylaws. Many people believe the problem could be resolved if temple members could come up with election rules instead of relying on 500-year-old principles of conduct. Worshipper Renu Dillon believes her religion needs to catch up with the times.
I think many of the Sikh temples need to get some kind of constitution within their organization. It just resolves a lot of things. Obviously, you have the same people and the same person in power all the time, and nothing ever changes or improves.
But worshipper Ravi Singh thinks Sikhs who haggle over politics or file suit against each other are missing the whole point of the Sikh religion.
A person should be humble, honest, shouldn't take issues of God's house to somewhere else.
But the court will be making a determination on the issue dividing this temple soon. Testimony in the lawsuit continues this week. The judge needs to decide whether the voice vote to replace the current council was legitimate or whether to order a court-supervised election. For NPR News, I'm Deirdre Kennedy in Fremont, California. Thank you.